Okay. Yeah. You know, pick out your spot. Get ready to go fishing. Whether you're in North Fort Myers at our store in Ingman Marine Boat Dealership, just south Pine Island Road, right in Cleveland there, 41, or up here at the Fish and Franks in Port Charlotte, where, you know, this just ain't no boutique up here. It's the Fish and Frank experience. And we've got Austin with us, and we've got Josh Olive.
Hi.
The Olive. The
Hi.
One.
How are you, Frank?
It's exciting to have you here, Josh. Austin.
Is it not exciting to have me here, too?
Well, Austin, we're
used to you.
We're relying on you. Okay, that noise, I don't know why I play that. Okay, anyway, Austin, you're out after redfish. You're back against the mangrove edges. Do you freeline a shrimp? Do you throw a paddle tail? What do you do?
I like a shrimp on a jig head for a redfish.
All right, any particular jig head?
1/8 ounce gold or copper mission fishing.
Okay. Now, are you hooking the shrimp through the head or through the tail?
Through the tail. I take the tail off. I pinch it off at the flipper part of the tail where the tail meets the base of the shrimp. I pinch it off there, and I hook him through the bottom of the shrimp and come out of the top of him.
Okay. Now, so he's basically, it's like the plastic tail on there, except the head's facing the opposite way.
Yes.
Now, you toss it up. Are you trying to toss under the bushes, or are you working it out? Are you working away from the bushes?
I like to start as far under as I can, and I can always bounce it out away from the bushes because a lot of times they're under the bushes when the sun's out. But also, you'll see in front of most bushes that you fish, there's actually a trough in front of them.
Ah, so you're trying to go for the old trough trick. Now, just go ahead. Keep it up. Keep it up, you guys. This is going
to
get worse.
I was
going
to ask him who taught him
better.
To fish, but that's okay. He sounds like he knows what he's doing.
If you guys are wondering what's going on, he's tickling my leg with a knife.
That's
if that
completely
tells you anything.
Made up and untruthful. You can't prove it.
That's just not true, yes. That's
fake news.
Vouch for
fake
me,
news, yes.
You can't even vouch for me.
All right. It's hard to believe we're a major network.
No kidding.
We can provide our own news. All right. We've got, God, I don't know where this is going to go. But anyway, back into the redfish. Right now, out on the flats, guys are looking for redfish. We're seeing them all the way from the bar up against the trees. Now, one mistake most people make when they're trying to get the redfish, in my experience, is they're trying to overhand cast. You've got to think about skipping a stone when you're casting. So you're casting low, hard, trying to get your shrimp to hit the water and bounce off, or are you just trying for a dead shot right up underneath?
Honestly, if you're a good side cast, a side cast is best, but for me personally, I can side cast like I can fish backwards. So I just cast overhand and try to land as close to them as I can, or in a creek or something like that.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you can't side cast.
Not very well.
With
no.
the amount
I can
of
catch.
Fish that you catch, that's staggering.
I thought maybe he was saying he could fish backwards. I was ready to be impressed. But
I was too, because I mean, Austin, you catch fish. You go anywhere and catch a fish.
Just imagine what I'd catch if I can fish sideways.
How the heck does that happen? I'm going to ask you all your techniques about it. Now I'm finding out. You and I are going to spend some time in the parking lot. I'm going to have to teach you how to do some sidearm.
Oh, I look forward to it.
You should do a class, not just for Austin, but just have a general sidearm casting class. That's a great idea.
I do that every day for people.
I know you do.
I'm out in the
parking
lot.
Sign up, start this week.
Yeah, I've been out in the parking lot with people. They come in, they want a rod and reel. I teach them how to overhand cast, sidearm, backhand. I teach them how to fight the fish, cast straight. I do that every day with people.
Do you teach them how to cast behind them?
I can cast behind me. I don't know if I've ever taught someone to do it. For a while there, I was doing like exhibitions. It'd probably take me a little bit to practice again. Like I used to be able to take cast net and literally like swirl it over my head like a lariat type thing and be able to throw it.
Nice.
I don't know why you spend so much time in here and not on the water.
Because I have to work and make a living, and I think you want a paycheck.
Okay.
Does that sum it up?
Sounds okay to me.
I have a payroll to beat. I have, what, we have 18 or 20 employees now? And we only have two stores. We have more people on a shift than, I don't know. But anyway, that got awfully sidetracked. I don't know if this is worth saving or not, but we're going to try and pull this one out.
There's always editing.
No, because we're almost 5 minutes into it. What's your number one best thing, redfish, if you really wanted to get somebody a redfish?
Honestly, in my opinion, I think it's hard for a redfish to pass up like a select size shrimp. If they're going to pass up a shrimp like that, I don't think there's much you're going to throw in front of them that they're going to eat.
Okay. Josh, you've been strangely noisy but yet quiet.
I've been trying to let the boy have his say. So, thank you, Josh. And not only that, but what he's saying is actually fairly accurate. You know, I don't have a lot to contest here with what he's saying. I mean, I wouldn't say that.
The worst part about it is he could probably outfish both of us.
Today, probably, yes. On one of my better days, I don't know, I might take him. But, you know, he's right. Shrimp are fantastic, but cut bait's fantastic, too. You know, a nice chunk of cut ladyfish, the fresh stuff, not the frozen stuff, if you can handle it.
White bait.
Sure, all that stuff. Pinfish, piece of thready, pinfish. A half a pinfish. That stuff's fantastic. It's hard for them to turn any of that stuff down. But
the only thing is, a redfish is a garbage pail. The hard part about it is thinking, what type of garbage does he want that day? That's the hard part.
But don't think he's too much of a garbage pail, because if you throw him half-rotten bait or if you throw him a chunk of squid, he's much more likely to just say, you know what, I'm leaving that for the catfish. And then that's when you become a catfisherman. Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky you. All right. Well, anyway, let's see. I know there's an ending to this somewhere. Anyway, this is Fish and Frank, and we've had Austin here talking about redfish, and this guy's good. And we got Josh here.
Agreeing with Austin. Imagine that.
Now you've got to go back and try and find something to agree with these other guys about.
Nah, I'm feeling confrontational today. I'm just going to fight.
Okay, well, we'll let you go back and fight with him. Fish and Frank, thank you guys for listening. Just to ease my mind. You know, some folks.